here's a story from The World.
You've probably noticed that the news cycle here in the U.S. is moving at a breathtaking pace. But consider the pace of things in the former Soviet state of Kyrgyzstan in Central Asia. 10 days ago, just after the country held parliamentary elections, protesters took to the streets, accusing officials of corruption and rigging the vote. A day later, protesters stormed the parliament building. And then Kyrgyzstan's Central Election Commission annulled the results of the vote, and scores of officials stepped down, including the prime minister. Then this happened. Kyrgyzstan's president declared a state of emergency in the capital, Bishkek. That all brings us to today, when in a written statement, Kyrgyzstan's president, Sooronbay Jeenbekov, said he is also resigning from office, apparently after feeling some serious pressure from the newly appointed prime minister. Protesters threatened to storm the presidential compound if Jeenbekov did not step down. Once news spread today of the president's resignation, activists in Bishkek celebrated. In a statement, Jeenbekov said he feared violence might break out if protesters actually followed through on their threat to march into his compound. He said, "I do not want to go down in Kyrgyzstan's history as a president who shed blood and shot at his own citizens." So, after all this, what's the situation in Kyrgyzstan? A nation grasping for some stability and wondering who is officially in charge. In his statement, the outgoing president called on the new prime minister and other politicians to get their supporters off the streets and bring peaceful life back to the people of Bishkek.